Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be when bread will lose the status of bread in Hilchos Brachos and when it will rather become subject to the bracha of mezonos. That's the question. So this will pertain to the preparing of French toast, of matzah brei, other different foods that are created from bread. And the question is, when does bread lose that special status and become subject to the bracha of mezonos? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin tells us the rule. And the Gemara says that if you have bread that still remains intact as bread, the halach is it retains its status of hamoitzi, even if you break it into tiny particles, even if you grind it up and you make it into matzah meal. If nothing essentially changed, the halach is it's still going to be hamoitzi, even if it's tiny pieces. However, let's say you take bread and you mix it with other things. You mix it with honey, you mix it with other ingredients to sweeten it. Then it depends. And says the Gemara, if it still has a kazayas to it, so that still gives it a chashivas, and therefore the bracha is still going to be hamoitzi. It's still going to be hamoitzi if it has a kazayas. If you make it into something smaller than a kazayas, it's less than the shear of a kazayas, the halacha is, then it depends. If it still looks like bread, when you look at it, you're still able to tell and identify it as bread, it still has turisa dinamo, it still has the appearance of bread, even if it's less than a kazayas, it still remains part of the category of hamoitzi. However, if it's less than a kazayas and it doesn't have turisa dinamo, it doesn't have the appearance of bread, its bracha becomes mezonos. That's the halacha. So again, bread as is always going to be a moitzi, even if it's tiny particles. However, if you mix it with honey and other things, so it depends. If it's a kazayas, it's automatically a moitzi. If it's less than a kazayas, then it only will be a moitzi if it retains teresa dinamo, it retains its appearance as bread. It still looks like bread. What if you cook bread? You take bread and you cook it, then it automatically loses the appearance of bread. It doesn't have teresa dinamo, even if you claim that it looks like bread. It automatically, in halacha, is considered to have lost its appearance as bread. And the melu will only depend on whether it has a kazayas. If it has a kazayas, it's automatically bread because it still retains its original chashivas, and therefore it's still considered pas in halacha. So if it has a kazayas, you'll make the bracha of hamoitzi. If it's less than a kazayas, you'll automatically make the bracha of mezonos if, in fact, you cooked it. That's the halacha, because cooking does something drastic to the food. It changes it fundamentally, therefore it becomes mezonos automatically in spite of the fact that you might claim that it still looks like bread. So that's the rule. Now, based on this rule, if you take bread and you cook it, then it automatically will become mezonos if it's less than a kazayas. If it is a kazayas, it will automatically still remain hamoitzi. Now, what about a case where you don't cook it, but you fry it, tigun. If you go ahead and you fry it, let's say, the preparation of French toast, is this something that will lose its status of bread with respect to hamoitzi or not? That's the question. So if the tigun is such that the food is completely submerged in the oil, it's deep fried, then the halach is that it certainly has the status of bishul, and it will automatically lose its teresa dinamo, so it will only depend on whether it still has a kazayas. If it still has a kazayas, it's going to be the subject to the bracha of hamoitzi. If it's less than a kazayas, then it will move to the category of mezonos, and you'll make a bracha of mezonos. That's in a case of deep frying. If it's deep fried, which means that it's completely submerged in the oil, it certainly has the status of bishul. If you have a very small amount of oil, and you only put oil so the item doesn't burn on the pan, so it's just enough to prevent it from burning, then it certainly doesn't have the status of bishul. And then you will have the earlier halacha, the halacha that it will depend if it's less than a kazayas on whether or not it has teresa dinamo. If it has a kazayas, it certainly will be hamoitzi. If it's less than a kazayas, it will depend on whether it has the appearance of bread. What if it's tigun, but not completely deep fried? So you put enough oil there that it has the status of tigun. It's not just a tiny amount of oil to prevent it from burning, but it's not completely submerged in the oil. That is the subject of a machlekes ha-poiskim, and says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a safek la'alocha. This is the case of a safek in halacha. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have tigun that's not completely submerged in the oil, but not a tiny amount, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing to do is make a bracha of a mitzvah on some other food and intend to potter this food. In other words, try to escape this situation of doubt because it's a safek l'halacha, it's a safek in halachas brachas. So if you have a kazayas, like the usual case of French toast, then you certainly will make the bracha of hamaitzi. Because even if it has the status of bishul, and it's not deep fried, it still is going to be part of the category of hamaitzi if it has a kazayas. The question is, when it's less than a kazayas, that's when you get into this suffix. That is the rule. Now, what about a case where bishas the tigun or bishas the bishul, it had a kazayas, and subsequent to that, you break it up and it's less than the share of a kazayas? Now it doesn't have the requisite share of a kazayas, but bishas bishul, it did have the amount of a kazayas. What is the halacha then? So if it doesn't have teresa dinama, which we say it automatically doesn't have when you have bishul or you have tigun, at least if it's deep frying, so the question is, do you say that has the status of pas with respect to birchas hamoitzi because during the time of bishul it had the amount of a kazayas? Or do we say that no, since subsequent to the bishul and subsequent to the tigun, you made it smaller than the shear of a kazayas, so perhaps it loses the status of hamoitzi and it becomes subject to the bracha mezainis? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is a suffix in the Prima Godim. However, many Paiskim say that, in fact, you do assume that it loses its bracha of hamoitzi. The Beis Ephraim holds like this, that it loses the status of hamoitzi if you remove it from the Shir Kazayis, even if you remove it from the Shir Kazayis after the time of Bishul. Even if Bishas Bishul and had a Kazayis, Bishas Tigun and had a Kazayis, nevertheless, it will lose its status of bread and become subject to a bracha of mezainis if subsequent to the Bishul or the Tigun you make it smaller than the share of a kazayas. However, even those paiskim agree that if right before you eat it, you make it less than the share of a kazayas, that's considered part of the process of eating, and you certainly will make a hamaitzi if it had a kazayas pshas bishul. So if you had a kazayas pshas bishul, or you had a kazayas pshas tigun, but you made it less than the share of a kazayas right before eating it, then it's considered like it had a kazayas, and then if it would be deep frying, it would be like bishul. And if it would have a kazayas, in all cases, you would make the bracha of hamoitzi. There is a chumrah that I heard that perhaps you should be choshish that it always becomes mezainis if you break it into a piece less than a kazayas. And even if this takes place right before achila, that's the halacha. And therefore, some say that you should bite it while it's still a kazayas, and then you remove yourself from all matters of safek. But l'maisa, the ikr l'halacha is not like this. The ikr l'halacha is that if you break it into a piece less than a kazayas right before eating it, you certainly will consider it to be something that has the shir kazayas since Bishas Bishul had a kazayas, and it retained that size until right before achila. And therefore, if it had a kazayas, you would make a hamoitzi in all cases.